Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Are the New England Patriots now cheating with their own planes? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. There is nothing illegal about NFL teams buying their own planes to transport players, coaches, owners, administrators, and equipment to no more than 10 road games before the playoffs. So, of course, the New England Patriots are the first to do it, buying two jumbo jets and splashing their logos all over the exteriors and their five Super Bowl trophies on the tails. Obviously, the Pats have enough money to drop as much as $50 million on their own Airbuses, but there is more to it than just show and dough. The jets have been completely stripped inside and retrofitted with all first-class seats and lounge areas. Until now, NFL teams have rented commercial airliners, and the few first-class seats went to the biggest players on the roster. But everyone is big on a pro football team, and that means 40 to 50 guys have had to literally squeeze into the coach sections. The Patriots will now have room for everyone on the flight to stretch out or lay down. Do you think that will give the team an advantage over others flying the same old way? Certainly can't hurt this new Patriots way. Nicknamed the Aircrafts for owner Bob Kraft, their own planes will fly the Patriots in style on long road trips to New Orleans, Tampa, Denver, Miami, and Mexico City, where they will play Oakland in one of the biggest games of the season. So why are the Patriots cheating with their latest move that will give their players more comfort and a little extra edge on the field, as if they need it? No, they are just smarter than the other teams and have more money, which allows them to think about and do what most of the other competition cannot do, to keep up with the crafts. This is Archansky. See you.